Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Saturday edition of the show. The phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And Bigless Mountaineer.
All right. Lots of course, in the news that we can talk about here tonight, and we will do that. Sam Bankman fraud. Has, as you know, if you've been paying attention to the news, he's been arrested now for a few days, I think, at this point, maybe several days, and just recently has determined he doesn't want to stay in the Bahamas after all. I don't know if you can get ill. They're holding him in there. Fox Hill Jail
is one of the worst in the world.
Known for supposedly being one of the worst in the world. Now, I heard that it was as bad as, like, the top five worst jails.
I'm trying to remember because I think I had an argument with Mark Edge about, Bahamian? Is that how it's pronounced?
I think so,
like,
yeah.
You know, if you're from the Bahamas, you're a Bahamian?
Bahamian, yeah.
Okay.
Not a Bohemian.
Not
necessarily a Bohemian, yeah.
Right, yeah.
That's different.
Slightly different, yeah. I thought he was enjoying himself on the beach drinking Mai Tais while his entire organization and his sister organization or wife's organization or whatever the heck the other chick was heading up the other thing. I thought they were just enjoying themselves watching it all go down and being like, ha-ha, MS.
Oh, I thought he had a little apartment with a Toyota Corolla. Because this wasn't about him. It's about saving the planet.
Right, right. It wasn't like a $40 million house that he was living in or like that, right? But now he's living in a jail cell with apparently four or five other guys at the Fox Hill Jail, an overcrowded prison known for being filthy and one that has been accused of prison maltreatment. This according to news.bitcoin.com. We had a story earlier this week that was all about Fox Hill and some of the allegations there. Allegedly they got a rats problem, lots of rats running around the building. They had to stop allowing the men to eat in the jail cells because it was just attracting more vermin and cockroaches and things like that.
I don't feel bad for this guy.
You know, I'm tremendously pleased about this part of it, because if you think about it, there's almost no circumstance in which he would ever experience what the effects of poverty would be like, except for this.
That's an interesting point. I mean, I don't want to see people who, they're not like violent criminals, go to jail. I don't think that's really necessary.
Well, I mean, okay, so if you think about the damage that this man's done to what is very probably our only escape plan from universal fiat currency and the perpetual war that it creates, like, no, you are a mass murderer assistant.
I mean, he's definitely given money to politicians, so, I mean, from that perspective, he is definitely not a good guy, there's no doubt.
He's just a bit of money, you know, almost George Soros-level of donations, and we know that that is going directly to murdering children across the world.
That's a good point. So by proxy, he is a killer.
But I wasn't even talking about that part of it. So, as far as I can tell, literally the only way that we can escape this cycle of perpetual genocide by multiple countries and empires throughout the planet is by having our own money, by having good money.
Mm-hmm.
And here's this guy who's always been calling for massive regulations, and he's just giving you a great big reason to have them.
Yeah, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and the like, anything decentralized as far as cryptocurrency is concerned, is money of the people. Money of the banks, of course, is the CBDC, and money,
the central bank digital currency.
And money of the empire, of course, is every version of fiat currency.
Right.
So we have choice for the first time on in the history of mankind, really. We have choice on how we want to transact with each other. And so I'm with Pecos. Like, I would.
You're celebrating him being in
prison? I'm not celebrating him being in prison. I'm celebrating the fact that he was
abusing the privilege of interacting in cryptocurrency in such a way that he apparently defrauded people out of billions of dollars.
That's what they're saying. There's no doubt about that. And I think that ultimately, whether he goes to prison or not, the lesson needs to be learned by people. It's the people who gave him money that are the problem. And there's a lot of scam artists out there. This one was particularly successful, if indeed he did what they're saying that
How
he did.
How is it the people who gave him money that are the problem?
Well, if you don't give the scammer money, then you don't lose your money,
right?
So you need to be aware Look, that if you don't let other people hold your crypto.
Okay, if this guy signs a contract, and in that contract it states that he's not going to do all of these terrible things that he in fact did,
mm-hmm.
and he comes as highly recommended as you can possibly come... I mean, that's not really their fault. They did their due diligence. And, like, okay,
if
sure,
you're believing
they don't...
people like Jim Cramer and these other people on mass media television that this guy is trustworthy, then you kind of deserve what
I'm
you get.
I'm so not talking about Jim Cramer. Like, this guy is a fixture of the finance world. I mean, like, the very reason that he is Bankman-Fried is because both of his parents are incredibly high-status individuals in the entire financial framework of America.
Here's the lesson I would like our listeners to learn and anybody who's paying any attention to this particular thing. If we go back to the banking crisis of 2008, right, when the banks collapse and then all of a sudden the government's like, oh, too big to fail. We've got to rape the taxpayers to keep these banks afloat. Mm-hmm. What should have happened in 2008 was any bank that was participating in these, we'll call them illicit activities, should have been allowed to just collapse.
Sure.
They've done a disservice to the free market, to their customers, and so they should not be allowed to exist as an organization. Or if they're going to exist as an organization, they got to start a new one and learn from the past, right? So in this particular case, here's an organization, FTX, which... engaged in some disreputable practices,
yeah.
And as a result, has collapsed. And it should,
indeed.
And so should the what's the sister company that I can't think of?
Alameda.
Yeah. So both of those should be gone. They should not be allowed to exist.
But would the 2008 situation have been made any different or any better had the heads of those banks that you're saying should have been allowed to collapse all been thrown into a prison cell and then the taxpayers forced to keep them there for the next two decades?
I mean,
I'll donate.
It depends on your perspective, right? I wasn't necessarily affected by the banking scandal scandal directly,
mm-hmm.
right? But there were a bunch of people who were. So in their perspective, I bet you they would be pretty happy with those guys going to jail.
That's because people tend to love to punish those who commit whatever these acts are, even though they themselves are never made whole by these punishments.
Right.
A banker or bank man, in this case, sitting in a prison cell for the rest of his life, isn't going to successfully make any of his victims whole.
Yeah, you are correct.
And I kind of like what it does to the incentive structure, though.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, so if it is a well-known fact that you can engage in this kind of mass fraud,
mm-hmm.
and what usually happens is, oh, nothing, then, okay, all of your incentives are to engage in as much fraud as you possibly can. If, on the other hand, there's at least some kind of chance that you might end up in a rat-infested cell, you at least think, huh, well, maybe there's a risk to this benefit.
Did he think about that?
Did he?
Yeah.
At the time? Hell if I know.
I mean, because there were other people who've gone to cells before. I believe the Enron guy went, right, at some point 20 years ago.
And I'll admit, this is sort of there is an ambivalence to this, because you'll notice it's only this form of fraud that is getting punished. Like, they won't punish the everyday fraud that exists in their financial structure,
mm-hmm.
which is
like
absolutely top to bottom. Yeah. I mean, the entire... like. The whole thing about 2008 is that we actually got a glimpse at what was actually happening. Like, it is all fraud, top to bottom. It's just that someone finally blew a whistle on it,
mm-hmm.
and they stopped being able to ignore it for 5 minutes. So, yeah, I mean, I am a little ambivalent that they are only going after this when it occurs in something that threatens their political power.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of would rather see people like Bankman or whoever else actually have to pay back victims rather than sitting in a cell.
Why not
How
both?
You can do that, I do, well, you can't pay them back probably as effectively if you're sitting in a cell.
Why not?
You generally don't have access to the same. I mean, hammering out license plates isn't going to result
in a rat-infested cell with a computer.
And some internet. He could probably just start, you know, some other internet company, internet-based crypto company, and make a bunch of money and pay people back.
Yeah, and lots of supervision, I might add.
The number is 603-283-6160. Well, like you said, if you're willing to pay for it yourself, Peakless, by all means, I don't want to spend a dime on putting people who aren't violent behind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In studio tonight, Ian,
the Reverend Captain Chicken,
and Beakless Mountaineer.
Also, want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com if you're ready to start learning about cryptocurrency, because if you're going to get into crypto, you really ought to take some time to learn the basics first. And you can do that by clicking Get Started right at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com. And you'll learn some things about, you know, decentralization and not having to ask permission in order to send value from human to human, which are two of the things that crypto brings us that we've never really had before in any significant sense as far as the putting the power of money in the hands of the individual. But Bitcoin.com's got some introductory videos there. You can spend as much or as little time there as you want. I think the first video is all of 3 minutes long. If that's all you got time for, at least watch that one. You'll get some basic concepts down before you jump in and perhaps buy some crypto, which is also something you can do through Bitcoin.com. They have the ability to sell you your first Bitcoin or a fraction of a Bitcoin. Remember, you don't have to buy an entire Bitcoin. You can get 1% or less if you want to of a Bitcoin. It is up to you. And of course, then there's Bitcoin Cash and many other options. Just go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started right there at the top of the page. Now, I wanted to continue with this discussion here, Peakless, because you accused me, I think it was off the air, of blaming the victim.
I am definitely accusing you on the air of blaming the victim.
Pop that mic up just a little bit closer to you there, if you don't, just straight up, if you don't mind. That's good. Thank you.
I forgot this had three-dimensional capabilities.
Yeah, so blaming the victim, we're talking about the Bankman-Fried, a.k.a. Bankman-Fraud situation. He's now in a jail.
I like the term scam bankster fraud.
That's a good one. He's in the Fox Hill Jail in the Bahamas right now, awaiting extradition. The news today is that he was going to fight extradition. It was the initial decision when he first was put into the jail. Now reports are that he's changed his mind and he's going to go ahead and accept the extradition, which means he's no longer going to fight it. He's just going to go ahead and say, go ahead, take me out of here. Get me out as soon as you can. People suspect that he was going to do that based on the conditions of the jail in which he's being held there in the Bahamas. So
just to clarify real quick, so he was being held for his trial in the U.S. for extradition, or was the Bahamian government charging him with
that? At this time, Bahamian government has not charged him with anything that I'm aware of. So, yeah, he's expected to be extradited to the United States to face at what is currently an 8-count indictment. He's facing, I think, like a couple wire fraud charges.
Well, that pales in comparison to a well-known talk show radio host that I know.
It's true. Although somebody told me that I had like 9 counts initially when they came at me, and then they added another dozen plus counts take the plea deal, as this guy will likely take the plea deal. But who knows? Maybe he'll put up a fight on this.
Sort of bittersweet to like not have 17 charges anymore, but still have another 5.
In my case, you mean? Yeah, I actually have 8 right now that I'm facing. One of them, there's 4 iterations of it, it's 4 of one charge and then 4 others. So we were talking about how I don't think, even though he has allegedly defrauded people in this particular case, that he deserves to go to prison. I think prison should be reserved for people who are not willing to make things right with their victims, for people who are violent criminals who are not sorry for their actions and not willing to make restitution.
Well, I think this man is incredibly dangerous, and if you let him run around, he's going to do this kind of nonsense again. So like you were saying that this isn't violence, but okay. Let me ask you just 2 quick questions.
Sure.
Like, if I steal this laptop from you, is that violence?
Well, if you do it in my presence, then I'm probably going to try to stop you, and then you'll have to use violence.
Oh, so if I don't, so if I'm really, really dodgy, then it doesn't count as violence?
No, that would just be an act of theft in that case.
So you don't think theft is fundamentally violent?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
If somebody doesn't get hurt, or there's no potential for them to get hurt, then it's by definition not violence.
What if I had a Star Trek teleporter?
It's a property violation.
And borrowed your kidney while you slept.
Now we're getting pretty silly. But it's a property rights violation. You have taken something that doesn't belong to you, and you owe restitution.
Violating property rights is fundamentally a violent act.
And there's no violence involved. Go look up the definition of violence. I mean, it's pretty cut and dry.
Harming someone is violent. Now, if you harm them subtly, like poisoning you, like I'm not slapping you across the face with my cyanide, but I am harming you.
Well, you are
harming
the individual.
I'm causing you damage.
Is there violence involved in taxation? Because we all say taxation is theft.
And well, taxation is actually extortion because okay. we know there are men with guns who are going to come.
But for the most part, every time a taxation transaction occurs, no violence occurs. The only violence that occurs is when you resist.
Well, you are being threatened with violence.
Correct.
You are being told, whether they're telling you the first time or later on, that if you don't cooperate with the criminals, they are going to hurt you.
Right. It's the unwritten.
That is a threat of violence.
You know, sort of threat, right? So it does exist within
that is
the
very different from somebody who is just depriving you of property without a threat. That's the difference.
Well, what this is like at all, though. So this whole thing that he was doing had everything to do with the state's threats of violence on everyone.
What do you mean by that?
So the fact that we're forced to use currencies that are constantly losing their value mm-hmm. puts us in a position where we are desperate to try and find some way to hold on to a bit of our value. So that's a big part of this whole scenario. You have to consider that he is always operating under the help of the state and its violence.
I'm not sure what you mean by that. Can you clarify? Okay.
So you have to use U.S. dollars, and they're going to keep printing them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so everyone is in this circumstance where I cannot hold on to money. I cannot become more secure.
If you do hold on to money, it's going to lose value over time.
Of course, yeah.
Period.
Right. What's that have to do with Bankman fraud?
Okay, so it puts you in a circumstance where if you are trying to just find a way to get yourself fed mm-hmm. for the rest of your life, you have to desperately look around for any possible way to get any glimmering of a tiny bit of money anywhere to fill your portfolio so that hopefully you can retire before you lose your mind to Alzheimer's or whatever terrible things happen to you in age.
Right.
Okay, so when you are desperate like that, that is what he is preying on. Those are the people that he is preying on with all of this, with all of his financial...
Are you referring to the idea that he's running a centralized exchange and there's only so many ways that people can turn dollars into cryptocurrency and he was one of those ways?
There's only so many ways. Yeah, that's,
and he
that's
also advocated for the most regulation. He was the biggest advocator for
I'm not a fan of this guy. I just want to make it clear.
Yeah, regulation is violence.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, certainly it is because you're advocating for the government to force things on people and whether they may not want.
Yeah, it's interwoven through this entire thing. So you have the entire circumstance where the state violence that's being put on everyone is why he's so successful at this thing, mm-hmm. because people are desperate to try and find some way to get a little bit of value retained. Now, you have the fact that he's calling... Hold on. Two quick things. Mm-hmm. You have the fact that he's calling for regulation, which is violence, and, of course, giving them a reason to regulate. Then he takes a big chunk of this, hands it back to the mafia that's helping him out by being the second largest donor to the DNC.
Yeah, he's not a good guy. There's no doubt about that.
Violence, 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 violence.
Yeah, well, just because somebody says they like violence isn't the same thing as somebody who actually enacts
violent organizations?
That's a problem right there.
Calling for and funding violence. How is that not violence?
Well, I mean, it's a step away from it. The number here is 603-283-6160, but there's a difference between the thug that actually does the violence and the people that are cheering them on. I think one's a little worse than the other, but they're definitely in the same camp.
The clubs that they used to beat you over the head.
That's a problem, too. There's no doubt about it. Those would be enablers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
U.S. USA News update. Travel delays are worsening the weekend before Christmas. FlightAware reports nearly 3,800 delays, 180 cancellations, and the airport seeing the most delays is Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Florida struggling with below quantities of their orange crop. Rich Johnson explains.
The combination of extreme weather and a disease attacking citrus fruit could drive down Florida's orange crop to its lowest level since before World War II. The forecast now is for Florida to produce 20 million boxes of oranges this year. That's about 51% below last year's crop.
That's Corey Myers reporting. A Motown legend will appear tonight at the Microsoft Theater at LA Live. Stevie Wonder's House Full of Toys benefit concert takes place starting around 8 o'clock. All attendees are encouraged to bring a toy. Dave Collins, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. The live Saturday episode. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Should Bankman Fraud go to prison for the rest of his life or 10 years, 20 years, or whatever? Or is there a better way to get him to pay restitution to the people that he apparently owes billions of dollars to?
Well, this is the problem that's going to exist between cryptocurrency and state-based fiat currency, right? All your government currencies. Because, one, the state-based fiat currency is upheld with violence.
It is.
Yeah. It's the only reason. Like, as far as the U.S. dollar is concerned, it's not backed by anything except for state violence. The full faith and force of the United States military,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the only thing that it's backed by. Like, if you don't use the U.S. dollar, the military is going to come and get you if you're a country, right? So now there's this desire amongst humans to, as Pekulis was pointing out, okay, well, I know the dollar decreases in value year over year over year over year and has been yep. since I've been alive. So if I'm going to earn some money and I want to retain some of that value that I put my hard work into, I need to move it into something else. Gold, silver, real estate, right? Into a tangible asset that's going to retain its value over time.
Hopefully.
Cryptocurrency yep. appears to be one of those options.
Mm-hmm.
And so folks have been doing that. So they're there exists because the market demands it, an on-ramp and an off-ramp between the two. A way to exchange U.S. dollars or whatever government currency you want with cryptocurrency. Now, as long as these two are, I'm going to call them philosophically opposed to each other. Cryptocurrency is philosophically opposed to state-based fiat currency.
Yep.
As
long That's as why they're, that, they're going after it.
As long as that exists, this problem is going to keep resurfacing. The on-ramp and the off-ramp between fiat currency and cryptocurrency is going to be the battlefield of
yes.
for you know
that's where the regulators
however,
are targeting
however long it's going to be. And so like the end game, like states, countries, governments, if you will, could end this really quickly by just saying it's illegal to exchange fiat currency for cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's really their only out. Mm. That's the only thing that they can do to stop this sort of battlefield between the crypto and the fiat currency. Outside of that, we're going to continue to see these battles engage and ensue.
It's ugly, too. A lot of people are going to get hurt. We're going to continue the discussion here. I got TJ the Spy on the line, though, in Colorado. Go ahead, TJ.
Yeah, I've decided to take the Nobody Name Change Challenge. Nobody, the co-host of Free Talk Live.
Really?
Has changed... Yes, I've decided to actually go to court and change my name to TJ the Spy.
Oh, excellent.
And James, my husband, is telling me, no, you can't do that.
Oh.
You're being a naughty kitty cat.
I have a question, TJ. Will, when you change your name legally to TJ the Spy, is the T and the J going to be an abbreviation, or will that be your actual name?
It's a good question.
That will be my first name. Okay. First name was TJ.
Middle name, the...
Well, you know, it's funny because TJ Park, Travis Jarrett Park, that's named after the two dudes who found me in a park. So I'm like Travis Talbot and Jared Tompkins. So I was like, oh, I'll just, dudes, well, you saved my life, and I'm glad to be alive. Thank you for taking me to the ER and reviving me from the brink of death. And so I said,
I didn't know that story.
Me either.
Oh, good. Well, I'm full of stories. Well, see, that's the thing. James is like, God, honey, we've been together so long. I know all your stories.
Hey, I just wanted to say while you're on the phone, thanks, if you can send thanks to Mr. Bitcoin for his appearance at the Crypto Six Trial.
I'm so glad. I hope Joa finds a way through peace, love, and liberty in Bitcoin that when he's Mr. Bitcoin, he will always be friendly and kind to the children and
I just think it's wonderful that there's been more than one person inside the Mr. Bitcoin outfit at this point. It's sort of making the rounds, apparently, to different activists who are willing to take on the personality.
Makes it an idea, like that.
Yeah, you can never kill Mr. Bitcoin.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly, and that's why I gave it to your church. It was only a quarter, it was a lot, many thousands of
it
dollars.
It was very expensive to make that outfit. Thank you, TJ, for that. It's a wonderful addition to the activism community.
The miracle of it is if you look inside Mr. Bitcoin, you'll see he's really a Russian spy. Made in Russia. No joke. He was designed in Great Britain, made in Russia, and then shipped here to America to appear to us.
So is that WHO approved or...?
World Health Organization?
UN approved? I don't know.
Thank you, TJ, for the call tonight. I do appreciate the thoughts.
Thank you,
and thanks for everything. Appreciate it.
So I was just thinking of some, multinational organization that, may have been like... Because if three different nations were involved in the creation of Mr. Bitcoin, that seems like...
It's very international, like Bitcoin, right?
Something to brag about, right? It's open, borderless, decentralized, neutral, and censorship-resistant, the five pillars.
Tell me, Captain, about the recent revelation. I had not even heard about this yet, that Sam Bankman-Fried apparently had some sort of a Signal chat room entitled Wire Fraud?
Yeah, so this is from Jamie Redmond over at Bitcoin.com, right? News.bitcoin.com, one of my favorite authors on the subject. Bankman-Fried's media tour comes to an end. AFR report claims that FTX insiders had a secret Signal chat group named Wire Fraud.
Do we know anything about the contents of this group?
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. This is some lead up into, sort of a recap. Of what happened.
And how do we know this? There was presumably someone who was in this group that has leaked the details?
Prior to SBF's arrest in the Bahamas, a report published by the Australian Financial Review, AFR, detailed that FTX's SBF and his inner circle used a secret chat group called Wire Fraud. AFR's United States correspondent Matthew Cranston said AFR has learned that FTX founders Sam Bankman-Fried and Zizayo Gary Wang, along with FTX engineer Nishad Singh and former Alameda Research Chief Executive Caroline Ellison, used a chat group on Signal in the hope that the information would remain hidden.
Wow.
24 hours after the FR report was published, Bankman-Fried was arrested. The FTX co-founder was also indicted by a federal grand jury, etc. You know the rest of this.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a report by an Australian financial review, AFR, that sort of triggered this knowledge.
Okay,
that there
so,
was
but
some
we don't know.
Absolutely mind-blowing.
Okay, but we don't know at this point who revealed this information or if any details of the actual contents of the chat have been made public. They're just saying... Someone saying this existed, we have no actual way of proving that at this point.
I haven't looked at the linked article, but I will do so here in moments while we continue the show.
It seems like a really stupid idea, I mean, to do something like that. It's like
drugs are a heck of a drug, and he was on a lot of them.
And if you're thinking to yourself that... I have this super excellent, secure, unhackable texting program on my phone that messages will disappear and, you know, blah, blah, blah. If you think, maybe wrongly, right, that no one is ever going to see that, you get a little cocky.
Yeah, for sure.
You name your chats things like Wire Fraud.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, the drugs this guy was on, one of the things that they do is they intensify your propensity to take bigger and bigger risks.
Mm-hmm.
So like, haha, I am so smart. I am invincible.
Well, and he probably thought so. He was giving a lot of money to a lot of politicians and figured that was going to buy him some favors. I figured it was going to buy him some favors.
Me too. I mean, give me $10 billion, I might think I'm invincible too.
And who knows? It may indeed still yet buy him some favors. After spending some time behind bars, he'll probably get bailed out eventually. And then he'll probably get offered a pretty sweet plea deal. That's my guess in this case.
And so it's really hard to predict. It's really weird because on the one hand, you have their actual threat, which is Bitcoin, and on the other hand, you have the fact that he's a complete insider who bribed them, so they don't want to set the precedent that bribing us doesn't get you favors.
Good point. The number here tonight, 603-283-6160. If you want to share your thoughts with us, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Coming up, the world's economic freedom rankings are out for... Well,
cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join the show. Live Saturday episode here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the latest development in the Sam Bankman fraud case, where he has actually now been arrested as of a few days ago and charged with actual fraud. Unlike the Crypto 6 case, where the so-called wire fraud charges that were lodged against us, the six of us that were arrested in the Crypto 6 case, had absolutely nothing to do with actually committing fraud against anyone or trying to defraud
anyone. Or even using wires, for that matter.
Well, no. Yeah. The allegation regarding wire fraud is any time that you commit fraud in that process, utilize some form of electronic communication the wires of the internet or telephone lines.
Are they going to update this and give us wireless fraud? You know, welcome to the 21st century. Hey, you never know. Never put it past them to put new and unnecessary laws into place.
This is true. But they're also really slow at changing those things.
Yeah, there is that.
But in our case, there was no actual victim to the fraud counts, which is probably why they ended up dropping all of them against me prior to the Crypto 6 trial. In the case of Sam Bankman fraud, it appears there may be billions of dollars of fraud in his particular case, if the allegations are to be believed.
It is worthy to note that neither the article that I brought in nor the linked article within the article specifies where they found out that they allegedly used a Signal chat labeled wire fraud.
Somebody said something. One of the participants in the chat took a screenshot and sent it to a Fed or something like that, or sent it to the media or something like that. There's definitely going to be people rolling on each other in this situation. In fact, I read an article today saying one of his insiders has already been talking to the feds.
I thought it was a Miss Ellison or something like that. I'm not sure which one.
No, but the word was she hasn't surfaced yet or whatever, oh, but okay. It was somebody else, like a CEO or CTO.
Yeah, I think I read something where there was somebody that is working with the feds that was an executive or of that level at
guaranteed.
FTX.
Yeah, and
guaranteed.
I'd say send it to someone in the media, because if you send it to a Fed, it'll probably just get buried.
These guys are all going to stab each other in the back as quickly as they possibly can in this particular case. And, you know, they probably should, because it looks like they may have actually been committing fraud against people. Now, to be fair, you got to remember, whenever the feds accuse somebody of something, they are prone to lying and blowing up their case beyond what they actually have. So you should always take the Justice Department press releases with a grain of salt. We did share a few grains of salt. We did share their statement earlier this week about these allegations. And further, this particular media story has no real evidence behind it. So even presuming, alleged wire fraud signal group that these people were operating, first of all, let's presume it's true. Let's presume there is actually somebody took a screenshot of their signal group with a group called Wire Fraud and showed the members, including Sam Bankman, fraud. He, by the way, denied this prior to being arrested, because apparently, as you pointed out, Captain, this story broke about the wire fraud signal group before he got arrested. Right. So he actually had a chance to take to his Twitter account and say, quote, if this is true, then I wasn't a member of that inner circle. He says, I'm quite sure it's just false. I've never heard of such a group. So he denied it. But let's presume it did exist. For all we know, it's a group of them talking about how to prevent wire fraud. We do not know right? Like, they're dealing with an exchange, and exchanges are getting wires in all the time from their clients who want to deposit U.S. dollars to the exchange so they can buy Bitcoin or whatever other cryptos are on the exchange. They're dealing with fraudsters trying to send fraudulent wires.
In many organizations, particularly tech organizations, whenever there's some sort of possibility for fraud or whatever, there will be different people assigned to a team to help prevent that.
Right.
The same kind of goes for fire safety, right? Mm-hmm. In any organization that has a terrestrial office that people go to, generally somebody is assigned to be sort of the resident fire guy to make sure all the fire safety stuff is in line.
But if you make like a fire safety chat, you don't call it arson. There's nothing stopping you, but I mean, it is about as unwise as all the people who trusted him with their Bitcoin. So.
I mean, you're just leaving one word off in the case of FTX, which is
preventing wire fraud.
Right. Right. Yeah,
point is, we don't know what the contents were of this group. Maybe eventually a chat log will come out, and then we'll know more about it. But for right now, this news story appears to be designed to simply slather more accusations against this guy, which may be deserved. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if this came out before they decided to arrest him, then until I find out some other better reason, I'm just going to assume that this was what sparked them bothering to arrest him.
No. This was literally within 24 hours. They arrested him because they came up with an indictment long before this news story came out. They've been cooking that up for, weeks.
It was like a day or something, 24-ish hours from the time this hit the news until he was arrested. So that's a little fast, in my opinion, for government to operate.
Yeah, fair point. So any theories on that one? Because I still haven't figured out why they actually arrested him. I mean, someone who donates that kind of money to those kind of people tends to be untouchable.
Yeah, I was surprised that they made this arrest.
I mean, again, we know government doesn't move quickly, but in some respects, they sort of gave him a chance to self-disappear.
He could have gone to Russia in that amount of time, for sure.
He probably has the fundage available to him to
especially
retire.
If he robbed his own exchange the day after the night that they declared bankruptcy. Someone went into a back door at the FTX exchange, the now bankrupt FTX exchange, the same night, and emptied their vaults of whatever they had left, basically. Like $300+ million worth of cryptos got jacked out of the FTX exchange that night. And, was it him?
No one knows where that went. But, he had plenty of time.
Yeah, and he had plenty of time to Epstein himself if he wanted to, fake his own death and change his face and move to a new country.
Maybe the reason they're going after him is so they can say they did something, right? Because there has been a lot of public outrage about this. Certainly people as large as, Tom Brady, I think, the football star, ostensibly lost a lot of money that he had stored with FTX. So some fairly high-level people were involved in this particular company.
I'm not sure of the numbers because they also paid him to be a spokesperson. So there's a bunch of famous people that FTX paid. They paid for ads during like the Super Bowl, that kind of a thing. So they threw money at this thing. Now, am I going to become a customer of FTX just because Tom frickin' Brady is their spokesperson?
I would hope not.
Not me, but I would.
But there's a lot of people would.
A lot of people saw that and were like, oh, Tom Brady's, I should throw some money at this thing. Right.
So let's say they did this just for the image of being able to say, look, we did this. Look, we're doing something over here. Here we are, the Justice Department. We're going to get justice in this case. And then, of course, when Bankman takes a sweetheart plea deal that results in a little bit of probation, maybe a couple years or whatever, a probation and a promise to pay back his victims or whatever it will entail, then they'll pat themselves on the back and they'll say, well, we did our job. We got our conviction. He's now a felon. And, okay, everybody gets to go home. And then by that time, the media frenzy, because this will be 2 years down the line or 6 months or whatever it'll be, the media frenzy won't be what it was, and it won't have as big of an impact.
There's also still a significant chance that he will end up being the poster boy for regulations. So he's going to come back and be like, I'm paying my debt to society by helping the FBI crack down on these other...
Well, now, one thing he has apparently said since he was not arrested, but since this whole thing has happened, was he did take to the internet at some point and talk crap about regulators. So while he was... while he was SBF...
Post-arrest?
Not post-arrest. Post the crash. Post the FTX crash.
Because before the crash, he was all
a big pro-regulation guy. And then he changed his tune after the FTX crash.
A big part of like what we are grappling with here is the fog of war. Mm-hmm. And make no mistake, this is an information war that we are already in. So you don't know, like, was this, like, when this gets released, these, like, screenshots of these chats that he's had, are they legitimate?
Sure, how do you know?
Did he actually say those things? Mm-hmm. Okay, if he said those things, did he believe those things? Like, which side of this is he actually on? And there's just no real way to know.
Here's the overriding lesson that I think everybody is listening to. If you haven't learned it already, need to learn right now. Government is untrustworthy. Fiat exchanges are untrustworthy.
Fact.
This is the overriding lesson. It doesn't matter what, like cryptocurrency is trustworthy.
Yeah.
Well, some of it
is. If you transact with it appropriately, right, it eliminates the need for governments, for third parties to be involved in your transactions.
You still have to be careful, though, Captain. I mean, some cryptocurrency is trustworthy. Others are scam coins.
That's true.
So you got to do your research.
Absolutely. But my point is that if the state is involved, don't rely on it.
No doubt. We're going to continue here. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, let's see. I know, Peekless, you had some comments on the Twitter files, which we did touch on last night, but I think you wanted to weigh in on it. So we can talk about the latest revelations from Elon Musk's version of Twitter, talking about the previous owners and what they were doing. Hour number two is coming up.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations. With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info buyer on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.